Storing raw materials.
Exhibit 4-5 shows the use of warehousing at the point of supply for raw materials. Consider a gravel mine that produces limestone that will be sold to facilities that produce cement. The mine may use temporary bulk storage to hold supplies on site or in areas where they can be loaded onto transport. It may also use warehousing to hold supplies in preparation for greater demand during the construction season. The supplier may even hold supplies as a hedge against the possibility of higher selling prices. In addition, the mine will have warehouses to store equipment, parts, and maintenance supplies. Exhibit 4-5. Warehousing of raw materials. However, even the role of raw material warehousing is changing to become more value-added. Many supply-facing warehouses are helping sort, sequence, and even do light assembly of materials or components whenever these services would make the manufacturing or material transformation process more efficient overall, such as by eliminating duplicate materials handling on each end.